Welcome to the weekly Lake Cabotogama Fishing and Recreation Report, brought to you on Lakes Country 104.1 all season long, hosted by Jason Sheehan and Ed Gakely as they talk to different guests each week. Tune in to hear what's biting, how to catch them, and great stories from the lake. Sponsored by the Pines of Cabotogama. They can't wait to see you on the lake, so let's jump into it.
Good day, Birdland. I am here with Jason Sheehan, the owner and operator of Pines of Cabotogama, and we're sitting on cabin number 3, overlooking the lake and the fire pits, and another nice day. A little cloudy today, but that's never bad for fishing.
No, a little overcast is actually your friend.
That's right. Nice and cool, too, not a hot day, and this will be episode number 4. And so how's the weekend? How did everything go?
Oh, everything went great. I had a lot of happy guests coming, renting boats, getting out on the lake, a few groups of fishermen coming in here. I had our Paul Bunyan cabin was filled. We had a group of nine guys up here together. They had their 4 boats and we're making use of the marina and having a great time fishing.
That's pretty cool. What a great cabin. That one sleeps up to 10.
Yeah, up to 10.
They had an empty bed. And how was the fishing? Did they have a good time?
Oh yeah, fishing was great. They had a really good time.
And you get about 10 to 15% of fishermen. The rest are people traveling the country.
Yeah, like the cabin 2 next to us is a small group together and they're just, you know, here to visit the national park. Actually, yep. They're out on a tour with our guest that I interviewed this week, Paul Peterson.
Awesome. I had a great interview with Paul. He's been on this lake a long time, clearly has a love of this land. I like the fact that he said it's going to be like this forever because you can't develop these shorelines and that is land. I like the fact that he said it's going to be like this forever because you can't develop these shorelines and that is kind of like a time capsule captured in time for us here because it's not going to change.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's the beauty of it. Went out 2 nights ago on the water and it's just every time. It never gets old.
I love that. Always something new. And you know, even in your conversation with Paul, you talk about things that you could see the nature. I noticed today, somebody posted a picture of 2 moose swimming across Lake Cab on Facebook.
Oh, that's incredible. What a sight.
He said it's rare. I listened to that interview and then I pull up my page and I see, and they were both bulls, which I thought was odd.
Oh my
God. Just swimming in the middle of the lake. And what a sight for somebody to see that. Hey,
sight. And I can't imagine. Was there sound? What is that?
I didn't
sound
see the sound. It was just a picture.
Okay.
But it would be pretty cool. And I mean, they can swim pretty good, but that's you know, it was really unique timing because we just talked about it. And I see quite a lot of moose when I'm going up north across the border.
Sure.
I haven't seen it on rain. Like we did see a picture of one on the shores of Rainy Lake last week, which is rare as well, but it seems like they're moving a little more south and not sure what's doing that, but really cool to see.
Oh, that is very cool. Yeah.
So what's going on this weekend? You got a busy weekend coming up?
Yeah. You know, it actually really kicks into high gear this weekend, starting Friday. We've got Central Minnesota's out of school. And so all the families are starting to come up. We got lots of check-ins Friday, lots of check-ins Saturday, and lots of check-ins Sunday. So it'll be a great time. It's so much fun when everybody gets here.
So let's recap, because not everyone has heard the show. How many RV sites do you have? You have lake level, and then you have the upper level. And how many people can you accommodate in those RV sites?
So 30 full hookup sites in total, 9 on the lake level and 21 up cliff top.
And 5 cabins?
5 cabins plus the glamper,
which is awesome. And the glamper is for couples only.
Yep.
It is a nice glamper. It's on the top of the bluff. When I came in off the highway, you can actually see it perched up there. And what a romantic, quiet getaway that would be.
Yeah, we've got a couple in there now. They come every year for a week, rent a boat from us. And I think, what did he say this morning? He just doesn't want to leave. He just loves it here.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, he's got a couple more days. They got a couple more days in their stay. And yeah.
That's great. Tell us a little bit about your interview with Paul today.
Yeah, so I interviewed Paul on his tour boat and I got his perspective on, you know, what the experience is like, where he got his start and how did he get into boat tours and what brought him to Cabotogama, what to expect on his tours, and, you know, some of the experiences that he's had while giving tours to guests.
Awesome. So we're going to listen to Jason Sheehan and Paul Peterson. And how can they reach Paul to book a tour?
They can contact him at voyagersboattours.com.
Awesome. Anything else you want to add before we take a listen to you hosting Paul?
No, I think I'm just excited to share this with everyone and look forward to... Yeah, I'll just say that we've got a couple of openings still coming up ahead here in the next couple of weeks. Don't hesitate to give us a call, 218-875-2000, or visit our website, thepinescab.com.
And then don't forget, folks, you can... This plays at 105, top of the hour on Wednesdays, every Wednesday on 104.1 Lakes Country, but also we've turned it into a podcast. So make sure go to Facebook, look for that link, or go to Jason's page to look for that link, and you can listen to us there as well.
Brilliant. Thanks,
awesome.
Ed.
Thank you.
Yep, be well.
Right on. You be well, too.
This week's Cabotogama Lake Fishing Report is brought to you by the Pines of Cabotogama. Park your RV above it all at the Pines of Cabotogama with clifftop and lake level full hookup sites. Your stay in the heart of Voyageurs National Park comes with unforgettable views. Rent a boat, cruise the lake with Garmin GPS, and dock at their private marina, complete with electric and fuel service. Ready when you are. It's RV camping with luxury and adventure built in. Reserve your site now at thepinescab.com.
You're invited to the Rocky Ledge on Lake Cabotogama. Great homemade meals for lunch and dinner. The Rocky Ledge is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. with bar hours open later. Indulge on amazing homemade pizzas, fresh burgers, apps, sandwiches, and more. Call 218-875-3481 to inquire about daily specials. The staff and management look forward to serving you all summer long at the Rocky Ledge. Just minutes past the giant wall and beautiful Lake Cabotogama, the Rocky Ledge.
Welcome back to the Cabotogama Lake Fishing and Recreation Report. I'm your host, Jason Sheehan, and this week we're joined by one of the area's most knowledgeable and engaging storytellers on the water, Paul Peterson. We're sitting here on his pontoon, and Paul is the owner and captain of Cabotogama Boat Tours, a private tour service based right here in Lake Cabotogama. With years of experience navigating these waters, Paul has earned a reputation for crafting personalized, history-rich excursions that bring the beauty, culture, and heritage of Voyageurs National Park to life. Whether he's pulling up to Ellsworth Rock Gardens or guiding guests through the park's island-dotted wilderness, Paul offers a perspective shaped by deep local insight and genuine passion. Paul, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you aboard.
Well, thanks for having me.
Tell me, how did you first come to know and love Lake Cabotogama, and what made you to decide to start offering tours?
Well, when my parents were married 67 years ago, they moved into the basement of a house of a couple that had a cabin up here. That's how they started going. Maybe some of the longtime residents will remember Mel and Lil Lowen.
Okay.
That was that couple. And my parents were both school teachers, so it's summers off, so we spent a lot of time.
Oh, during the summers come
yep.
up when they're off school as a kid?
Yep, and fishing, just exploring. When I was 8, that couple had a granddaughter, Pam, who was a year older than me.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 8, Dad let us take his boat out for the first time by ourselves. 14-foot Cadillac with 5-horse Johnson. Mom wasn't happy, but we had strict rules to stay within sight of the cabin. Of course, Pam, being the older woman, led me astray, and we didn't. But we spent, you know, hours, days, weeks just running that 5-horse all over Lake Cabotogama.
Oh,
just had a
great
time and fell in love with the place and been in love with it ever since.
Seems like that's the moment that made you feel like this is the place where I belong.
Yep.
Your tours are highly personalized. How do you read a group and adapt the narrative or pace to create a memorable experience?
Well, first ask where they're from. It's first time in the park. Try to find out what their interests are. For instance, if people are really into history, a lot of them will likely go to Hoyce Bay. Most people don't, so okay. I'll feel them out. If they want to, we'll go. The people that have read I.W. Stevens' book, mm-hmm. 50 Years in North Country, seem to really enjoy stopping at I.W. Stevens Island. Those that haven't, don't. So
okay.
We just find out what they're looking for and what they want to do and see what we can do to make it happen.
Well, that's great. What's something small, maybe a detail or a tradition you include in every tour that guests remember the most?
Well, there's a rock over here south of the Martins I've hit 3 times in my life. Make sure to tell them the 3 times I hit it, and then I point it out on their way back. And I always make sure to promise them we're not going to hit any rocks today.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Ellsworth Rock Gardens, it's a popular stop, but are there other lesser-known historical sites that carry any powerful stories you enjoy referencing?
Well, take my tour and find out.
I like that answer. That's fair.
Yes, I include a lot of local legends, both ones that I have known and I've heard about. There's a Hall of Fame baseball player, had a campground on the resort.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and the FBI's 10 most wanted men was arrested here.
Oh, that's cool. Oh.
Yeah, so whatever they're interested in, we try to make happen.
Have you ever uncovered or verified a bit of local lore during your own research that ended up changing your narrative?
Well, yes and no. I've always heard of the legend of Nishada Point, and I kind of forgot about it, but then I've talked to some of the old-time locals that insist, no, that legend is true. The Shada really existed, and that's where she's buried.
Many visitors come to the national park here hoping to see bald eagles or hear some loons. What moments in nature tend to surprise even longtime locals?
Well, there's always a an appearance of a moose. They're very rare to see, and you're very fortunate if you get to see one. Seeing a bear swim across the lake is always exciting.
Yeah.
That rarely happens, but it's fun to see. Loons dancing, eagles fighting. You know, there's so many things that can happen if you're just out watching. Exciting. Every day is different.
Have you ever seen a wolf?
In this winter, I have. Not,
in the winter.
You know, you hear them frequently in the summer. I have seen them run across me in the road outside of the park a few times.
But. Do you have a favorite story involving a guest's unexpected wildlife encounter that maybe turned into a long-standing memory for them, or for both of you maybe even?
Well, the white pelican, they had a guest from out east, saw a white pelican, asked what it was. He said it was a pelican. She did not know such a thing existed.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Yep. So, you know, you can't get too close to them and harass them, but we got as close as we could to them without making them nervous, so she could get some pictures to take home to show people that, yeah, white pelicans exist.
They're a real thing.
Yep.
Oh, that's cool. Given the maze of the islands and inlets, how do you mentally map the lake? Have you developed your own mental landmarks or tricks over the years?
Well, when I was a kid, we just kept aiming in the direction until we saw something we recognized.
Okay.
But now with the GPS, you know, I know where I'm going, mm-hmm. where I plan on going. The GPS does give you a little more confidence when you get into some of my less traveled areas. Like trial and error. I'll never give anybody a hard time for hitting a rock out here. I've hit a lot of them, and I'm sure I'll hit some more. But fortunately, now the one I hit them is when I'm going slower and we're exploring shorelines or something, so they're low speed.
Yeah.
Not much damage.
Well, that's a good segue to my next question. You know, every captain has a few, if only the guests knew, stories. Has your boat ever had a moment where you've had to quietly troubleshoot something mid-tour without disrupting the experience?
Last week, I was driving through Squirrel Narrows and I heard a thump. It didn't sound right, but we kept talking and got to the docks at Kettle Falls and sent the guests on the way and looked, and there was a hunk out of my cavity plate.
Oh.
And I did some checking and talking, and it's 80 feet deep where I was, so the best guess is it was a submerged log, but they never know what happened.
They never know what happens, but you, yeah.
Yeah. 2 years ago, first trip out, had one guy heading to Kettle Falls. First trip out, you're never sure if you're going to get back in the same boat you left with. And we got back towards Kettle Falls, and I went to switch gas tanks. And in order, the only way I could get the valve to fit was to put it in backwards, and I'd forgotten that. So every time I turned it, we'd take off and run out of gas. And he was convinced that we were going to spend eternity back in the wilderness. But he got it fixed.
Figured it out. Are there any unexpected challenges about running a tour boat business that people don't often consider?
Weather is still a factor. Last year, I spent 2 days on Stephen, or not 2 days, but 2 different days I've had to spend, you know, an hour or two on Stephen's Island waiting for the storms to pass.
Okay. Do you ever hear back from any past guests?
Oh, yeah. I've remained good friends with several of them. We have folks, two families from Kansas City sent me cases of their famous barbecue sauce. Mm-hmm. I see the ladies that had Audrey with me, your daughter, one day. And she was a very interesting lady that was with us on the boats.
Yep.
And I believe Audrey is still pen pals with her.
She's pen pals. They write back and forth regularly. She lives in California. And yep. All winter long, they've been writing each other.
Yep. And every couple of months, we'll text just to see how each other's doing, their family's doing. And other friends came on the boat. They came back 2 weeks later camping, and we spent 3 days fishing together. So,
oh, that's awesome.
That's what I like about, I can take 12 people. I like to keep it at 6 or fewer, because 12 people, it becomes a job. And it, with 6 people, you can get to know each other and find out what they're interested in, what we want to do, and have that more intimate day encounter.
That's awesome. That's great.
Yeah. And I will, if there is only one person in a group, I will go with just one person, because I love the park. I want to share it, and I'm not going to leave somebody sitting on shore just because they're traveling alone. So several times a year, we do head out to the Rock Garden and Kettle Falls with just one person on board.
Paul, what do you hope your guests take away from their time with you beyond photos and fresh air?
Just how important this place is. Special. You're going to be like this forever.
Well, thanks for your time, Paul. I really appreciate it. If guests are looking to book a tour with you, how can they reach out to you?
Well, they can go to my website, voyagesboattours.com, or just give me a call, 218-531-3299.
Paul, thank you for sharing your time, your stories, and your deep-rooted knowledge of this extraordinary place. It's clear your tours are more than just sightseeing. They're about a connection. connection to the lake, the land, and the layered history that defines Voyageurs National Park. For listeners interested in booking a private tour with Paul, you can visit his website at voyagersboattours.com. That wraps up this week's edition of the Cabotogama Lake Fishing and Recreation Report. I'm your host, Jason Sheehan. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you out on the lake.
That's your weekly Lake Cabotogama Fishing and Recreation Report, brought to you each week right here on Lakes Country 104.1 with the Pines of Cabotogama with Jason Sheehan and Ed Gakely. We look forward to seeing you on the water.